Hello there, and welcome to the first North Carolina 811 podcast. I'm Stephen Moore, the media relations specialist at NC811. This podcast is simply an introduction to NC811, what we are, and what we do. We'll briefly go into what content you can expect from subscribing to our channel. First off, North Carolina 811 has been in business since 1978. Their home office is located in Greensboro, North Carolina, and NC811 is an inbound call center that takes excavation information and transmits it to the utility owners that have buried lines near where you plan on digging. Those utilities then dispatch utility locators to come visit your dig site within 3 business days so your lines can be marked with paint and flags, and you and the utilities are safe from harm when you begin your project. The great thing about the 811 call is that it doesn't cost you a thing. The locate is paid for by the utility owners. Of course, NC811 has other methods beyond just calling 811. You can go on their website, nc811.org, and either use single address ticket or remote ticket entry to submit locate requests. NC811 has many tools for you so that you can manage your locate as well. You can check the status by using positive response. The life of a ticket is 15 business days, so if your digging will take longer than you expect, you can update it by using Update Light. NC811 also has an app for both Apple and Android users. The app gives you shortcuts to all the tools that you will need and some extra features like NearTicket. NearTicket is a section of the NC811 app that takes the GPS location of your mobile device, shows you any live locates in your area, and that way you can see who else might be digging near your dig site. Well, that's the short and sweet intro to NC811, but believe me, we have a lot more to talk about in upcoming episodes. Each of our podcasts will focus on topics such as homeowners, what to know before starting any dig project, the difference between private and publicly owned lines, interviews with experts in the utility industry, top 10 things you should do before and after making the call to 811, in addition to many more subjects. Be sure to follow NC811 on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And if you have any questions or topics you would like us to cover in a future podcast, send your suggestions to info@nc811.org and use the subject line podcast suggestion. Until next time, remember, always contact 811. Wait the required time before you dig. Check your positive response, respect the marks, and dig with care.